This morning, as we begin our service welcoming the return of the sun, we call in the four directions, welcoming each of the elements. Winter's dark and cold invites us to take time for reflection, to consider our gifts and how we will share them, to savor the sweetness of life and the sources of illumination. Please rise now in body or spirit and turn towards the back of the sanctuary, facing Main Street and the east. Welcome, East, power of air. We welcome new beginnings, clear vision, fresh perspective. Inspire us as we reflect on our past year and the one about to unfold.
The earth, the water, the fire, the air, return, 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 return.
Turn now with me to the right and face the south where our courtyard lies dormant for the winter. Welcome, south, power of fire. May we bask in the warmth of the returning light as well as the warmth of our Bull Run UU congregation. Give us courage to reflect with honesty on this past year, illuminating our choices for the future. Turn with me now to face the front of the sanctuary, where the stones and water are set up and our chalice rests on the chancel. This is the West. Welcome, West, power of water. We are grateful for your water to drink and nourish us. May healing waters surround all of us on our journeys.
The earth, the water, the fire, the air, return, 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 return.
We make a quarter turn now once more to face the Church Street side of the sanctuary to the north. Welcome, North, power of earth. We welcome your energy of winter. Let us remember that beneath the frozen earth, seeds are gestating, preparing themselves for warmth ahead. Let us remember to enjoy this calm space, nourishing our dreams.
The earth, the water, the fire, the air, return, 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 return.
Please turn to face the front of the sanctuary once more. Again, welcome to the powers of air, fire, water, and earth, spirits of the east, south, west, and north. We are grateful for your presence as we celebrate the return of the sun. The final light that we kindle is our chalice with these words by Sharon Wiley. The hours of day and night are in balance. In honor of earth-centered traditions that celebrate this time of year, we observe that the flaming chalice holds the elements of the four directions, earth, air, fire, water, the lamp oil for earth, the air that feeds the flame, the fire we light, and the chalice itself, the cup, the symbol of water. We light our chalice and reflect on the balance we seek in our lives, the balance we seek in our hearts, the balance we seek in our world. Our worship service incorporates all of the elements, both during the marking of joys and sorrows, as well as the lighting of the chalice. At this time, we welcome everyone to come forward to place a stone in the water for your joys and your sorrows, the element of water being essential to all life, symbolizing healing tears of love, compassionate understanding, purification, repose or change, the passage of time and the transcendence of earthly conditions. The element of earth represented by the stones is a container and maintainer of life. As matter, the stones ground and stabilize us. These stones can symbolize humility, forgiveness, practicality, wisdom, and eternity. Anise? We will sing number 73, Chant for the Seasons, followed by Gathered Here, number 389. So, the story that Kristen told was from Africa, and we are telling stories this morning from around the world about the sun and how the sun became what it is for all of us to experience. Our next story comes from India. And in India, the cow is a sacred animal. This story is called The Sun Cow and the Thief. Back in the beginning, the village was like a box, hinged on all sides. And the people went about to and fro, crisscrossing lines and creating shimmering colors, and it was just beautiful, and the light shone out through the cracks in the box. And there was a man, a lonely man, standing outside of the box looking in. And he was thinking, God, it looks so neat and so easy. I wish I could just slip right in through those cracks. But there was something wrong with him, and he couldn't do that. All he could do was stand out on the edge and look in, looking but never touching. And the sun cow would circle the village, milking out the light as she did so. The sun cow would circle the village, and she would circle around, and the man was in between the sun cow in the village. And the people in the box would look, in the village would look out through the cracks in their box. And they would see the sun cow, but they couldn't see him. And so they could have said, you know, you could just come in here and join us and be part of what we are and create colors and shimmering light. But they didn't say that because they didn't see him. They never said that. And the sun cow continued to circle around the village, milking out her sweet honey and warm light. And the man felt this pressure of sadness in him because he could see the sun cow and he could feel the warmth emanating from her black sides, and he could smell her musky scent, and he could touch her soft muzzle. But he could never join the people inside the box. And then one day, he decided that he needed to do something, because as long as things were like this, just it wasn't fair. And so he decided he would capture the sun cow and take her away to the edge of the world, away from everything. And once that happened, then everything would be fair, because of course he was seeing it from his perspective. So he waited for the sun cow to come by him, and he threw a noose over her head and pulled her away to the edge of the world. And as he did so, she was pulled away from her routine, from her regular, you know, wandering around the village and milking out her warm honey light to the village. And everything went into darkness. And you just have to imagine that, because I can't turn off those lights. The darkness went into the village. Everything grew dark and cold. The babies cried, unfed and unfound by their mothers because it was so dark. And the people grew hungry and cold. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what had happened to the light. Well, the darkness also descended upon the lonely man, the thief, and the cow, because she was no longer doing what she normally would do. And he tried to snuggle up close to her to take up some of that warmth that
was left in her sides, and that didn't really work. And then he thought, well, I'll just put a pail under her udder and milk out some of that beautiful, warm, honey light that she carries. And as he did that, she kicked the pail away, and he was sure that if she persisted, she would kick him too. And the lonely man, he sat there in desperation and darkness and growing colder and colder, waiting for an opportunity when the sun cow would let him milk her, but it didn't come. And then he thought, well, there's only one thing I can do, and that's return her. And so he slipped the rope off of the stake, and he slipped the noose off of her neck and let her free. And the sun cloud was so overjoyed, she leaped into the sky so high that she went above the moon. And the light shone down over everyone, and not just this village, but all of the villages, and on this lonely thief as well. And to this day, there is light everywhere in the world, crisscrossing lines, shimmering with color. And all of the doors are open, and we're welcome everywhere. And thus ends our story about the sun cow and the thief. This story comes from the Cherokee people here in North America. It is Spider Grandmother. It is a Spider Grandmother story. So back in the beginning, a long, long time ago, there was only darkness, no light. And because it was dark all of the time, eventually all of the animals came together to complain about this constant darkness and the cold that accompanied it. And they came together in a council and they said, we need to find the light somewhere. We need to find the light. And up jumped Rabbit and said, I'll go find the light. And she was a very small rabbit, and off she hopped to find the light. And soon she came back. She had been unable to find the light, and she joined back in with the other animals. Well, Fox, who was very proud of himself, said that there would be nothing to fear. The great Fox was here, and Fox would go find the light for the people and bring it back. And so off Fox went, proud as could be, with her bushy tail and everything. But she too came back with her head hung low and her tail drooping down, because Fox had not been able to find the light either. Well, at that point, Eagle flew up into a tree, up to her full height, and she said, well, if you all can't find the light, I certainly can. I'll fly off and find the light. And so off she went to find the light. And eventually, Eagle came back with her wings tight against her body, because she, too, had failed to find the light. And then there was a small voice that said, I'll go find the light. And everybody looked around and said, who's that? Who thinks that they can go find the light when the rest of us have not been able to find the light? And Snake said, yes. Who said that? Well, Fox said, really, you know, this is just impossible. Nobody can find the light if I can't find the light. And they all started murmuring and chuckling, and the eagle put her wing over her face and said, really, you know, if we can't find the light, nobody can. But what it was Grandmother Spider. Small Grandmother Spider, old and tiny, and she heard all of the animals chuckling and chortling about how she wouldn't be able to find the light. And she may have been old, and she may also have been much wiser than the rest of them, and so she ignored what they were saying. And she went off to find the light, and she crossed vast deserts, spinning out her web behind her, and she climbed up high mountains and down the other sides. And then she went around great big vast lakes, all the while looking for the light. And along the way, she stopped at one point to create a bowl out of clay. And she got that together, and then she continued on her way until at last she saw a light shimmering on the horizon. And she drew closer and closer, and she knew that she had finally gotten to the place where the sun people lived. And she snuck up and saw where the light was, and she was very small and very quiet, so they didn't notice her. And she ran forward and she grabbed some light and put it in her bowl, and then she took off without their even noticing. And she started to go back, following her web that she had woven, the string, up all the way back to where the animals were gathered together in their council waiting. But along the way, that fire grew so hot, hotter and hotter and bigger, that finally she couldn't hold the bowl any longer, and she threw the fire up into the air, and it stuck in the sky, and that today is where the sun is and how it got there. But Grandmother Spider was very careful to save just a little bit of that light and take it back to the animal people and to all of the inhabitants of the world and give it to them, and that is how we have the light that we have to cook our food, to bake our bowls, and to light the campfire. And that is why, to this day, people sit around the campfire and still tell stories like this one about Grandmother Spider. There being no further joys to share aloud, will you join me in a time of prayer and silent meditation? Please settle yourself into a comfortable position. You may wish to close the petals of your eyelids over your eyes. Spirit of life, spirit of love, we are grateful for this community, for the families that each of us has, knowing that joy and woe are woven fine in all of our lives. That sometimes the joy comes out of a place of sorrow. That joy is never very far behind when we are experiencing the challenges of life. Because as long as we look to our communities for support and care, we will get through the hard times as well as celebrate the good times. Spirit of life and love, we are grateful for the cycles of the season that allow us to experience differences throughout the year, times of chill, when we want only to be inside of ourselves, inside our homes, warm and cozy, giving us an opportunity to reflect. In times of year when the sun is high in the sky and the world glows and warms up to the point of being almost too much in some places. We are grateful for the in-between times, the times of fall, autumn, and spring, when life is in transition,
We are grateful for the liminal times that allow us to reflect, to meditate, to renew and restore our energy for the seasons when we are most active. Spirit of life and love, we are grateful for your working in the world, for your bringing us all to a place of warmth and community, beloved community, saving lives and helping others to transition. Spirit of life, spirit of love, we are grateful for you in our midst. Amen. Blessed be. Namaste. Please join me for a time of silent meditation. And again, we say amen and blessed be. And it is time for another song. The Mike and Mike Show. Feel free to sing along on the chorus if you are so inclined. You may get some other instructions from them, I'm not sure. We gather in the early darkness and deep cold of winter solstice, finding warmth from each other, turning darkness to a time of light, nourishing hope where reason fails. Grateful for small miracles, we rejoice in the wonder of making light out of darkness and the daring of hope. And with that, we release the spirits of the four directions who have been here with us this morning, thanking them for being present in our lives and helping us through the good times as well as the difficult times. Amen and blessed be. Would you rise now for our chalice extinguishing words and the sung benediction? We extinguish this chalice, for the worship has ended. Our service begins.